Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Kevin Ferguson. He is the Vice President of External Affairs and Membership at New Orleans and Company, and we set aside time every other week to visit with New Orleans and Company because of the importance of the tourism and travel industry to our local economy, our regional economy, and actually it's amazing the numbers that are generated there for the state economy as well as the national economy. And we'll talk a little bit about that later. But Kevin, welcome to the show.
Newell, thank you for having me. It's always great to be on air with you.
So Kevin, I wanted to first remind folks that May 7th, I believe is the date, Real ID. If you go to the airport and you want to travel, you need a Real ID driver's license or a passport. There are a couple of other options that you can have that will qualify. But don't make the mistake of going out there and not be prepared, right?
Thanks for that important reminder, Newell. It's something that we've certainly had on our radar internally and have communicated for a while. I think I got mine about a month or two ago. My wife got hers a few weeks after that, and you don't want to get caught off guard, certainly. And so we encourage everybody to do what they need to do either through the DMV, passport office, or some of the private companies that can also help expedite that process for you.
Because things tend to move just a little bit slower right now when you have a huge demand, right? People aren't staffed up for these spikes. What you would think would be a fairly seamless process isn't always the case. So you don't want to leave yourself in a time crunch.
No, definitely not. And I can tell you when I first registered with the DMV, it was quite a few weeks out, I think 1 or 2 weeks out, to get my appointment. So there's certainly still time, but I think folks getting on that now and exploring all those options is important.
Yeah. Nothing worse than looking forward to a trip, getting there, and TSA says no ticket, no laundry, and you can't get on the plane.
I couldn't even imagine that feeling. And look, I'm a very not last minute traveler, but I like to give myself a small cushion at the airport. And I've got TSA pre-check and what's the clear and all that. And there's still times that I'm a little stressed about getting on my flight. So please take care of that now, folks, so you can have a great trip and vacation.
Nothing worse than having to drink in the airport as opposed to drinking on the beach or wherever the hell you're headed, right?
And look, we've got a great airport, but I'd still rather you make it to your destination.
Exactly. Let us talk about some recent announcements of some pretty big events that are headed this way, one being a fight on July 19th.
No, it's incredible, Newell. I think when you look at the last 6 months, it's been a lot of wins for the city, for the region, and for the industry. And, this UFC fight's a great example of that. We've got incredible facilities here. We've got an incredible local market and things for people to do even outside of those events that really makes it such an attractive destination for that. And so to have Dustin Poirier have his last fight that was recently announced. His last fight will be held in New Orleans. He's a Louisiana native, incredibly impactful, certainly for the city, but for the state as well. So to have that UFC audience have their eyes on New Orleans in July is going to be incredible. much like having the Super Bowl and Taylor Swift. It's just another opportunity to have that national attention on our city. And we know that amongst all the things we do well, we really excel at these big events and big-time things that happen in the city.
And that's going to be at the Smoothie King?
You know what? Let me double-check that. I believe it is.
I think that's where it is.
July 19th day.
Yeah, I thought I wrote it down somewhere, and I was like, now I can't find it. that's a big announcement for sure. We continue to get recognition on so many different fronts, and congratulations to Anna Castro, a chef who comes here, born in Texas, raised in Mexico City. Now calls New Orleans home. We're fortunate. Her restaurant, Akamaya, named to Condé Nast Traveler's best new restaurants in the world. And this list is growing for us, right?
Oh, it's been incredible. Congratulations to Chef Castro. Like most of the restaurateurs and businesses here, work incredibly hard, you know, to deliver an incredible product and excellent service. And it's exciting. You know, we always celebrate as an industry. I think that's one of the things that, as competitive as it is in this city to have a restaurant or a bar, I've seen it time and again that when folks get recognized in magazines, awards, James Beard list, it's a celebration for the whole community, right? Because everybody has these connections. I remember we were celebrating some of the James Beard finalists a year or two ago, and to hear the stories about, you know, the chefs working at different restaurants and seeing the owners and chefs that they worked with before show up to celebrate that. It really shows that this is a community here that developed together, that takes pride in the accomplishments of the individuals as a representative of what we have here as a whole. And I think there was some news today as well about two of our great bars being named in the North America's 50 Best Bars list. So Cure and Jewel of the South, which are certainly no strangers to accolades, but just another great accolade to have those ranked as two of the best 50 bars in North America. So a lot to celebrate locally.
And what, you know, a lot of folks don't really connect the dot on this because that creates a sense of curiosity for travelers and intrigue, right? If you're one of those that is interested in the spirits, you know, that intrigues you. If you're a big foodie, when you see these recognitions, that's another point of intrigue for folks. But I did want to ask you this. Do you think there's a connection between, you know, our first experience that we had with Beaucoup d'Or and the Pastry World Cup, and then the announcement that they're coming back, I think it's, what, in 2026, is that correct?
Yes.
A connection there where people are, you know, we've grown that curiosity and intrigue factor because of the, I mean, we got really positive responses from world-class chefs from around the world talking about New Orleans. I got to imagine that there's a connection there, right?
Oh, certainly. You know, I think everyone has appreciated New Orleans as a food city for decades, right? But I think what we in the community here, right, not just New Orleans and company, but our industry, the restaurants and the bars here have always been interested in is how do we elevate that? You know, how do we get out of the conversation of just being an incredible food city to being known for being able to execute at a high level from fine dining all down the way to casual dining? And so that's what's been behind some of these efforts to get that elevation, you know, hosting Beaucoup d'Or, having these recognitions, it all goes hand in hand and really builds on the reputation of the city, not just as a great food city or destination, but as one of the top in the world. And to have the conversation with the world-renowned chefs that come in for those events is really meaningful. You know, we talk all the time about earned media, you know, versus advertising and what you pay for. And the earned media you get from this attention is it's not immeasurable, but it's a high volume of it. You know, when you have national magazines, national publications, international publications, international competitions happening here. That's more than you could pay for with advertising to get that reach. And the folks that follow that certainly are the folks that are going to come here and enjoy the amazing restaurants and the amazing cocktail lounges and bars that we have as well. So it's incredibly impactful, and it really is all tied together in what we're trying to do to promote and elevate the city.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just really exciting, you know, when you talk to folks that come here and experience it. I was talking to someone last week at Jazz Fest that wasn't from here. And there was this feeling that the city is a lot bigger than what it actually is. And when you talk to folks and say, well, you know, we're not that big. Well, how do y'all support all these restaurants, all these museums, all of these opportunities for entertainment, live entertainment? You know, they were looking through something at the hotel and they said they had 20, 30 bars with live entertainment. How does that happen? If this is not a big city, I said, because it's a tourism city. That's why, right?
Well, it speaks to the power and the impact of the industry. You know, I think we are fortunate to live in this region, to live in this city, and to be able to benefit from the support that tourism generates, to have, you know, 500 restaurants and tremendous attractions. I think we've got over 100 attractions in the city. And those things you don't typically have in a city that has the population of our metro area, right? If you look around at other cities that are this size, they have nowhere near the spectrum of incredible dining, entertainment, nightlife that we have here. And tourism plays a big part of that. You know, this really, you know, it's hard to capture how large New Orleans is in the imagination of people around the country and around the world. You know, for a city that's just over 1 million in the metro area, we occupy a much bigger place in the minds of people globally. And that's certainly in a huge part to the culture and the unique things about our city and the folks that make that happen. But it's also a testament to this industry, to the, you know, almost 100,000 professionals that work in our industry, that make sure when people come here, they have an incredible experience, whether it's as a convention goer, whether it's as a general visitor, whether it's attending a festival or coming here for a major event. That impact is real, and that's not possible without the people that make this industry thrive, which is what's exciting about what's coming up in early May with National Travel and Tourism Week.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. Kevin, you interact with a lot of your peers of other, you know, representative cities across this country. I heard it a little bit during Super Bowl week on Radio Row of the kind of angst and anxiety that San Francisco had because, you know, as big as San Francisco metro area is, they were feeling a little bit nervous that they didn't have the breadth and depth of the offer that we had in this city. Do you hear that often?
I think what we know is that we've got something very unique here between the culture, between the folks that live in our city, the folks that work in our industry, that we're able to produce events at a level and a caliber that is rivaled by very few other cities. Certainly the proximity and the closeness of downtown to so many other things in our city play a big part in that. But we've got so much experience doing it. You know, I don't want to say that folks are scared to follow in our footsteps. You know, I certainly want to be the city that hosted the Super Bowl.
Mean it that way, but it you know, the walkability and all of the offer in, yes, a very kind of condensed footprint, right?
Well, and it makes it incredibly great for big events, but even week in and week out, what we see is our conventions, our conferences that come here enjoy that part of it. They love that there are some savings that they get really from transportation. You know, you imagine that Super Bowl that's going to be in San Francisco next year. They're going to be shuttling people from San Francisco proper to Santa Clara back and forth, events all over. And, you know, that means shuttle buses. That means private transportation. And certainly that's utilized when we have events here too. But it's at a much smaller scale because of that walkability. And there's so much to experience, right? It's one thing to have. You know, I've been to Philadelphia and some other areas where they've got this little entertainment district with, you know, a few bars and restaurants or kind of a mega bar and restaurant, and then the stadium situated around that. And we certainly have incredible restaurants around there. We also have the French Quarter. We've got the river. We've got so much compact downtown by our convention center, by the Smoothie King Center, by the Superdome, that it's really incomparable, you know, in addition to the 27,000 hotel rooms down there. And so we've got a big advantage. And, you know, I give a lot of credit. We talk about this a lot, you know, just the foresight of the folks when they were designing and laying out these assets in the city to really build it that way. You know, we benefit from that intentional design, you know, 50 years ago in the case of the Superdome to put that building there.
Yeah, no doubt. Got to get to a break. We are visiting with Kevin Ferguson, Vice President of External Affairs and Membership at New Orleans and Company. We will be right back, and we'll talk about the National Travel and Tourism Week and a number of other things. We'll do a little after action on Jazz Fest of the first weekend and the Zurich, which was a big success. We'll be right back, folks.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Kevin Ferguson, New Orleans and Company Vice President of External Affairs and Membership. Kevin, let's start out with Zurich, the golf tournament at the TPC in Jefferson Parish. I've been on the committee probably going back to Lakewood days, you know, volunteered in security for a long, long time. Until I actually took this job, it's just a lot harder to get away for that week. But it's still involved in a very small way. An incredible group of people. Mark Romig, who you guys work with, is the board chair of the Four Kids Foundation. Zurich, as a corporate partner to this city, and I think you would agree, and I don't mean to monopolize this part of the conversation, but I just want to make this folks aware of this. I think they have been one of the most incredible corporate partners that are not located here that this city has ever had. They have exposed this city to high-end executives from around the world for a long, long time. And they've made significant investment here in not the not-for-profit community. And we've been very fortunate. They just re-upped, I think, for another 5 years going through 2030, which is always an angst and anxiety for golf tournaments to make sure that they maintain their sponsors. A lot of golf tournaments have lost their sponsors. Zurich remains committed to the city, and I just wanted to publicly thank them for all that they do, and I'm sure you have something to add to that.
Newell, I'll second that. Most of the major events here rely on those title partners or title sponsors, and Zurich's been incredible. I think the security of having that partnership extended through 2030 obviously means a lot for the tournament itself. It means a tremendous amount for the Four Kids Foundation that do incredible work here. I've talked to a number of my friends who had kids that participate in the programs they put on. They had some kids that were out there caddying during the week at Zurich when they had the caddy day for kids. So incredible experience, incredible programming. And I think the bigger picture that I always look at with these, it shows a real vote of confidence, not just in the event itself, but in the city, right? When you see these major corporate companies renew, extend, sign partnership agreements for the major events that are happening in New Orleans, it's another positive sign about the future of the city. And so we're certainly excited for the Zurich. We're incredibly excited for Mark as board chair of the Four Kids Foundation. And it's just a great thing for the golf fans. It's such an incredible event. It's beautiful out there at TPC. They've done a wonderful job. And again, another testament to the state investing in assets, right? TPC is such an incredible asset to allow us to host a world-class PGA event. And that's not possible without that continued commitment from the parish, from the state, from all the partners. So another incredible win for the city and the region that everybody should be celebrating.
Yeah, a lot of people don't recognize that the TPC is under the auspices of the Louisiana Superdome, and the LSED. I always forget what it actually stands for. But, you know, the folks that operate the dome and the arena and, you know, the shrine on Airline and a number of other facilities as well, they actually manage and are in control of the TPC. And it's very interesting, you know, that you have this state asset. But as you pointed out, I mean, it's really made a difference for this quality golf tournament that's put on, all of the millions. They gave $3.5 million last year, I think, to children's charities here in the greater New Orleans area. That's a big, big number. You don't see that often.
No, that's an incredible impact. And, you know, again, we're so fortunate as a community to have that event. You know, I participated in the Crescent City Classic. I guess that was 2 weekends ago. And again, you know, the benefits that has to our nonprofits and our charities. These are major events that bring a lot of people and attention to town. But much like, you know, every other major event, much like the conferences and conventions we have here, you know, there's an impact on the community, too, even beyond the economic development piece. So many of these organizations are committed to making the cities that they choose as their destination better through community involvement, through nonprofit support. And so it's another great sign to have Zurich commit to continue that. And again, I can't say enough about the great work that the Four Kids Foundation does to support the community and especially the youth in our community.
Before we talk about National Travel and Tourism Week, I want to talk about one of my favorite restaurants, GW Finn's. And folks, if you've not been there, you definitely want to try this place. I've probably been there 100 times. The service is the same. The quality of the food is the same. The friendship there, the fraternity there is the same. You get to know the waiters. I mean, from the first day I've been there to today, they have some of the same waiters. I love that. You know, a good friend of mine introduced me to that restaurant, and it's just absolutely incredible. And they run a this program. And it's funny, all the years I've been there, I just found out about this. Actually, it may have been Walt or somebody affiliated with New Orleans and Company that made me aware of it. It's called the Catch and Cook Program. Tell us about that.
Well, you're right. GW Fins is incredible. Chef Nelson, Gary Wollerman that runs that have done an incredible job for decades. That's, you know, one of our premier dining establishments, particularly for fresh seafood. So they always have great relationships with local fishermen. But they've got a special program called Catch and Cook. So this is a program where they're able to create an incredible entree from the fish that you actually catch and bring into the restaurant. And so it's really priced well, too. I think it's $35 plus tax and gratuity per person. They prepare what you catch out there in the water and bring into them in an incredible way. And just another great, unique thing about New Orleans, that you've got a world-class restaurant like this that is able to engage locals or visitors when they're here, enjoying the waterways and the great sporting life that we have here in New Orleans and Louisiana. And Noel, you probably get out on the water a little bit more than I do. So next time you haul in a catch, let me know and we can go in there and have them cook it up for us.
Yeah, I'm maybe a pretty good fisherman, but I suck at cooking. And I can't think of a better way to
this is perfect
to do this. And I mean, like you said, the price is like incredible, right? Interesting anecdotal story. So I'm in there one day, and I'm looking at the menu, and I said, they have barracuda on the menu, right? And I used to spearfish, and we used to shoot that. We never ate it, you know, and it was kind of like, well, let me try this. One of the best pieces of fish I've ever had. And I tell people that story all the time, and they're like, I don't know if I can bring myself to eat barracuda. I said, I'm telling you, try it. They'll call me back and I said, oh my God, it was unbelievable. You know, and it's like all these years. And finally one day I recognized they had barracuda on the menu. And, you know, it's just one of the few places that has John Dory and a bunch of other different species of fish that you will not see anywhere in the city at any other restaurant. And that's what makes this place unique. Let's jump to National Travel and Tourism Week. 2025. It takes place from May 4th to the 10th. Tell us how this works.
Well, very excited about this, Noel. You know, one of the true pleasures for me in my role, overseeing membership, I work closely with our 1,200 members that we have at New Orleans and Company, and see every day the dedication, the passion that these businesses and their staffs have, not just for delivering incredible service, but in representing New Orleans in an amazing way. And so National Travel and Tourism Week is a great way for us to celebrate that impact and that work. This is a national week of recognition. U.S. Travel Association really leads on this. So communities across the country will be celebrating May 4th through May 10th, recognizing the power of what travel means to the country. And certainly, I think we recognize that locally, but it's something that we always want to amplify and really recognize the folks that make it happen. But it's incredible. When you look at the national numbers, a $2.9 trillion economic footprint, over $413 trillion in spending generated by travel and tourism, and it supports 15 million American jobs. You know, in our community in New Orleans, you're talking about almost 90,000 jobs directly in the travel and tourism industry, over 200,000 across the state. So certainly we feel that impact here more than in other communities. But for us, we've really made it a goal of celebrating the industry during that week. We've got a full slate of events meant to honor and celebrate our workforce, but really also carry the message to people about how impactful this industry is. You know, and I never want to say that it's taken for granted, but I think we are so used to having major events, conferences, things like Taylor Swift, huge musical artists come through, things like the Zurich that happen every year, Jazz Fest, Essence Fest, Sugar Bowl, all these amazing things that happen in our city, that sometimes you lose sight of, one, the impact, and then two, the people that make it happen every day. And so National Travel and Tourism Week is an incredible week for us to recognize that. We start off on Monday, May 5th. We'll have Transportation Driver Appreciation Day, working with our partners at the airport. We're going to deliver 500 lunches to the Uber drivers and the cab drivers that are kind of that first entry point to visitors when they come to the city. Tuesday, this has become one of my favorite things we do. It's called Random Acts of Kindness. So we're activating at 20 different businesses, everything from cooking jambalaya for lunch, bringing them snowballs and treats, giving them gift bags, things like that for the workforce as a show of appreciation. And then our members also have taken up that day to do some special things for their staff as well. Wednesday, we'll celebrate at Wednesday at the Square at YLC's Wednesday at the Square event. We'll be kind of hosting about 200 of our workforce at that event in the VIP area. We'll have some special messaging and gifts from the stage as well. And then we'll wrap up Thursday with a luncheon at the Hilton Riverside Hotel, really with about 500 plus attendees talking about the importance of the industry, the things that we've achieved, and really keeping that momentum and that energy up in what's been a really special year for the industry so far.
Yeah, a great week. And so that's May 7th that you guys will be out at the Square. I love the way that y'all are kind of leveraging with one another on so many of these things. And again, you know, your recognition of so many folks that play such an important role. And I love what you're doing with the transportation drivers, because human nature is a first impression is a lasting impression. You know, we kind of hit it with the port. And then when they get into a cab or an Uber or whatever, that experience lasts for a long, long time. I still remember some of the highlights of Uber travel that I've had in cities that I've really appreciated. You know, the conversation with the driver to learn about them, and, you know, they might have been an immigrant to this country, what they've been able to achieve and accomplish, and just friendly people and just engaging. You know, sometimes you land in an airport, it takes you an hour to get to your downtown destination, and you have a great conversation with somebody that's really pleasant.
Well, it's the entry point for so much travel. Every time I go anywhere, you know, what's the first thing you do when you get in that car? You tell them where you're going. They talk about why you're in town. And then usually there's some recommendations. Either you're proactively seeking those or they're offering them. And, you know, I think one thing we know in New Orleans, people love to make recommendations. And so we know that those folks are an invaluable part of tourism and travel. And the truth is, anybody that works in this industry is really an ambassador for the city. And so we want to certainly show our appreciation and let folks know that every day they're out there on the front lines doing that job. And, you know, they may not look at it that way, that they're an ambassador, but the reality is that that's what they're doing. Whether they're in transportation, accommodations, if they work at one of our amazing attractions around the city, at any of our restaurants or the nightlife, every experience people have there is really shaping the way they think about this city. And so this is a chance to really celebrate the folks that make that happen and also remind them of how special they are and why the role that they play is so important every day and how people appreciate and experience New Orleans.
Let's talk about, you know, the beauty of tourism and what a lot, and this is a phrase that a good friend of mine coined about Las Vegas. He said, you know, the strength of Las Vegas is they have like 50 or 60,000 new wallets almost every day that go into Las Vegas. I would imagine we probably have 50, 60,000 a week, you know, of new wallets. How big is that to a community?
Oh, it's incredible. You know, so the most recent data we have, we'll get our 2024 data soon. But in 2023, nearly 18 million visitors came to New Orleans, right? And so what that means is certainly the economic impact, the spending, that year was $9.6 billion, right? And, you know, when you break that down, some of that is in transportation, some of that's in the accommodation, but about half of that really goes to, our local businesses between retail, entertainment, restaurants, nightlife. And I always get granular in this, but you know, that's extra shifts, right? That's extra tips. That's what really drives people and is able to help them provide for their family, for themselves. And so it's incredibly important for our region. And there's the ancillary pieces to that too, the way that spreads around the city. You know, one of the conversations we've been having a lot lately is not just the impact of major events, but the spectrum and variety of events that we bring here and the importance of that, right? Because Taylor Swift was a massive event. And I want to recognize our partners at ASM and the Super Bowl Superdome for bringing those concerts here and making that happen. They were incredible leading on that. And the community really came together to celebrate and activate it around that concert in a way that few other communities did. But that had a tremendous impact on different parts of the city, Magazine Street, retail merchants, shops. The Super Bowl, another tremendous event, right? And that brings in so much attention and so many people. And that had a little bit of a different impact, right? For venues, for restaurants, for large spaces that were able to be rented out, transportation companies, some of our fabricators and DMCs really benefited from that. And so each of these events really touches a different part of the city and is able to thrive in a different way. And the same is true of Essence, same is true of Sugar Bowl, all of these events, Jazz Fest, they touch different parts of the city, different businesses benefit. And so that spectrum is really important. And then the day in and day out work we do, hosting conferences and conventions with over 1,000 conferences and conventions that our sales team was able to bring to the city in the year 2024, that's that everyday impact that really drives this industry as well.
Got to get to another break. When we come back, we'll talk about some local stats as it relates to occupancy here, what it means. And we'll also talk about international travel and some of those challenges. When we return, we're visiting with Kevin Ferguson, Vice President of External Affairs and Membership at the New Orleans & Company. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Just want to remind folks that we will be broadcasting live from the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival at the Miller Tent. We thank Miller for hosting us again tomorrow from 10 to 1. We were there Friday, had just a great experience, and look forward to the same thing tomorrow. I want to thank the folks from Miller. They're so accommodating, and we really appreciate that partnership. But, you know, we're going in into the second weekend now, Kevin, of Jazz Fest, and it looks like the first weekend we had some OCC rate numbers that were really impressive.
No, certainly. Jazz Fest is a tremendous driver for the city. We know that this is an event that has a tremendous economic impact, a tremendous impact for our industry. And, you know, I think one of the incredible things about it, beyond just hotel occupancy and folks getting out to dining, all the incredible late night shows that happen around the city too, supporting some of our small, local, independent music venues, it's really a boon for them as well. But first weekend was great. You know, we saw some incredible occupancy numbers up over last year. We expect another great weekend this weekend. You know, looking at the numbers from last year, there was a pretty major conference and convention that was in town that same weekend. And so it'll be a little bit maybe below or kind of right at what we were last year as well. That kind of bolstered that second weekend as far as occupancy. And those numbers are always important because they tell a big part of the story, right? Not the whole story. We know that for a number of people, options like short-term rentals or staying with friends is also a way that they travel. But, you know, those occupancy numbers, our restaurants are interested in them. All of our businesses are interested in them because they, in general, allow them to anticipate how many folks are going to be going to all the different businesses that benefit from an event like Jazz Fest.
No doubt. Kevin, let's pivot real quick in the time that we have left. International travel, a lot of challenges. There's been a lot of changes with visa policies, programs, and, you know, just a lot of tension out there. What are we seeing? What are we experiencing? And where do we think we'll be towards the middle, latter part of the summer?
Yeah, I think we always have concern and are monitoring any impact that visa status and things related to that can have on international travel. This is an incredibly important market for the U.S. as a whole, but particularly for New Orleans. You know, we get over or close to about 500,000 international visitors a year from all around the world. And there's some really key markets in that, including Canada, which is our number one country for visitation to New Orleans. And so we're always monitoring and trying to be aware of what we can do to help support the efforts to make travel seamless for the folks that are able to come here and legally allowed to come here. And so I know there's some concern overall. U.S. Travel, which is a great organization that we work with, is starting to work through some of those challenges. They've got some forecasts that potentially show a decline in the number of international visitors nationally. You know, I think we have to see how that's going to impact New Orleans as a whole. We've always had a really strong international visitorship here with the incredible culture and connectivity to so many different communities across the country. But Walt Leger and Alice Glenn from our team were in D.C. a couple of weeks ago with U.S. Travel, meeting with a congressional delegation and our federal delegation to talk about the importance of this, continuing to carry that message that we have to make sure, while we want folks to come here legally within the law, we can't put additional roadblocks up there that make it more challenging for people to come here, because that's a really big part of tourism in our country. You know, you think about international travelers, they're staying in the country longer and they're typically spending more money than a domestic traveler. If you're going to come all the way over here from Europe or Canada, you know, that's not usually a weekend trip, right? You know, think about it, when folks here travel internationally, typically it's for a longer period of time and you're probably spending a little bit more money than when you go to a U.S. city. And so that's the same when folks come here from overseas. And so it continues to be an important market. We're certainly monitoring that. And, you know, one thing I always tell people, there's a number of challenges we face in this industry every day, particularly locally, everything from hurricanes, saltwater intrusion. We had a snowstorm in January this year. That was a new one for us. Yeah. But this industry is incredible. You know, we've seen time and time again, regardless of what the challenge is, we're able to meet it. And, you know, I think the message I want to share with folks is that, you know, it's not just the team at New Orleans and Company, but it's, you know, the 1,000-plus members we have that are there working hard to ensure that, regardless of what the challenge is that affects travel to our city, there's people that are dedicated to trying to mitigate that and make sure that we still succeed and have that economic impact.
You guys are pretty damn good at hitting the curveball. You've seen it. You've seen a lot of them. And I love it every time.
I'd like
that
you get a few more fastballs and some walks mixed in there too every once in a while would be nice. Intentional walks. Let's get a couple of intentional walks.
Intentional walks. Those are the best, right? Kevin Ferguson, New Orleans and Company Vice President of External Affairs and Membership, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great second Jazz Fest weekend. Hope to see you soon. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll check in with Scoot when we return. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
All right. Saturday Night Live cast member Bowen Yang says that they need to be able to curse to make comedy funny on Saturday Night Live. And he's one of the really funny, you know, mother... he's a really funny...
Be careful.
So
he's,
yeah, I know. So we're going to talk about cursing as a way of communicating comedy and communications
in general. Scoot set it up. Up next, stay tuned.